Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
What's in the sun? Check it.
Hello there, Rush.
Hello. Hi, Professor.
I've got some good news and I've got some bad.
Owl?
First, the good news. That guy I told you about, Farouk's bookbinder, who's known him a long time, I found him.
Did he know if Farouk's come back from Turkey or not?
No, but right before he went to Turkey,
he went to him and borrowed some money from him.
Let me see. Did you find out when exactly Farouk left Iran?
Apparently last Wednesday or Thursday.
The accident, Farouk wasn't in Iran.
Seems so. Why are you asking?
If Farouk wasn't in Iran, It means he wasn't with Layli. Then why didn't Layli come to the airport? Where was she going that was more important to her than coming to the airport?
Well, what can I say?
For now, I've set up a meeting with the guy. If you like, we can go see him. Maybe we'll get some information.
You need to give your approval for proposal number 4.
Layli, about a month ago, used Farouk's connections to submit a book for evaluation for publishing. But about 15 days ago, Farouk got the book back. He said he didn't want it actually to get published.
But how can that be possible? It was only because of getting her book published that Layli agreed to work on the other project.
Mr. What can I say?
Mr. Buria, pleasure to meet you.
I can't make sense of it either.
When is the meeting?
He said he'll call me. What are you doing today?
I don't know yet. Goodbye for now.
Did Layli tell him she didn't want to leave Iran? If she has, Masood must be really upset right now. Both that and the accident.
Hello. You must be Layli's mother.
Hello. Yes. And you are?
I'm Maliyeh Hikmat. Hello. I'm Layli's friend. And this is my daughter, Salma.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming. It's kind of you. My dear Lenny. My sweet darling girl. I'd die for you, sweetheart. Wake up.
Ma'am, please don't cry here. The patient in a coma can hear you.
My darling,
if you can't tolerate it,
wait.
Please step outside.
Come on. Let's go, Mrs.
Lily, darling.
Come, let's go and get some fresh air outside.
My sweet
child. Come with
me. Do you know what she's writing a book about? Did she tell you what she's writing a book about?
I know about it.
Did you know she had changed her mind about going to Canada? Did you know that?
Didn't she tell you about it?
Mother, why don't you tell everything to Mrs. Ghafoori?
I think it's best if Layli tells her what she's doing and what caused her to prefer to stay here rather than leave for Canada. Maybe she wouldn't want us to say anything. God willing, she'll regain consciousness and tell you everything about
her. Layli challenged her father only for the sake of going to Canada with Masood. What could have caused a girl to separate from the person she loves? I could never understand what Layli is doing in her life. That day, the accident took place. She was supposed to go to the airport to pick up Masood. I don't know what happened, that she was in the desert, the hospital, and all that.
What's news of Masood?
I haven't heard from him today. I'm afraid with all of this and his troubles in Canada, he won't stay until Layli gets better.
Here. Hello. Hello, Mr. Karami.
Oh, hello.
I'm Hikmat. I spoke with you yesterday.
Yes. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Sorry, how is it I've never seen you before?
I don't know. I guess it was my bad luck. I've only recently become acquainted with Layli. I mean, after your trip to Canada.
I hope you don't mind. Can I ask how you met Layli?
Well, we worked together on her new project, about a pilot in the war. Layli is a strong girl. God willing, she'll be fine.
I'm more concerned about my own doubts than I am about Layli's condition. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sivash, for contacting us. I want to tell you about another news item regarding the critics and political writers in Iran. Leila Ghafouri, one of the up-and-coming young writers, and a blogger who's had her site blocked several times. Leila, who's an active student of sociology at Tehran University, who, because of the stifling conditions, usually writes under a pseudonym. So she might be able to say what she wants without being censored. Yesterday we received the news that this precious Iranian lady, in an incident on a deserted road in Iran, came under attack and is currently in a coma. We have Dr. Mobtaka on the line, and we want to talk about the physical attacks against social critics.
Every year, Abbas's father, Ismail Babayi, with a presentation of the pattern play for the Feast of Sacrifice, reminded the residents of Qazvin of what happened to Abraham and Ismail in Mena. And Abbas, whether in the pattern play for the Feast of Sacrifice or the pattern play for Muharram, based on his age, would play one of the roles.
Congratulations.
Should we recite it once?
God willing, the credit of pilgrimage for all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Great Abraham.
Hello.
Please.
Congratulations. God willing. Hopefully you and Ismail will have a chance to do your pilgrimage.
Thank you very much.
Ash Ismail, we're leaving.
Please.
I put you in God's
care. Please, congratulations.
We're taking the props with us. Goodbye.
Aunt, I want baklava.
My darling, you're a baklava yourself. Miley Head, darling, congratulations.
And congratulations to you.
Come, oh, you mother of Ismail. Place collyrium across the eyes of this you.
Please have some congratulations.
And congratulations to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Be careful you don't get my child beat up like last year, understand?
Rest assured. I went with my friends.
Let me sacrifice, oh dear Abraham. Take me where you are. I'm the Lord.
Come to me, oh mother of my child, mother dear. Bring for me a length of rope and a blade.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, there's blood! Blood!
Ouch.
Uncle has cut a buzzer's head!
Oh! Ooh. What did you do to him, Haji Ismail?
Nothing at all. Malia is just making a big deal for nothing.
Is there a lot of blood?
No, my son, only a drop.
Can you go bring a mirror?
I'll get one right now.
Next year, I won't allow him to play Ismail in your play. He really thinks he's Abraham, and Abbas is Ismail.
There's no God except Allah. You think he's unique? There's a thousand lined up to play Ismail.
Mally here.
Yes?
Come here, darling. Look, I put an elastic band so it won't slip.
I get frustrated in a shadow. I can't run.
Hey, I put elastic in it so you can go and run and play.
What would happen if I don't wear shadow?
Listen to me. When girls grow up, they have to cover their hair, my little darling child.
Fine. Even from Abbas, he's my cousin after all.
Don't talk so much, my little canary. Go and play now.
I came to get a mirror for him.
Very well. Go.
Hey, a big man doesn't cry. Don't worry, you'll be Ismail in the play next year too. Everyone get ready so we can go.
Did you see how pretty my chador is? And mother told me non-relatives aren't allowed to see my hair.
Oh. So they're not supposed to see your face either.
You brat!
Of my life, Ismail, whose face is full of beauty. O flower of my garden of hope, O crown upon my head, do you recall that which you dreamt of? You asked me the meaning, but I declined to tell you, my son. Do you recall?
Oh, yes, yes, my father, sacrifice of my life. I now recall that of which I dreamt. Father, what is your objective to ask me now? Yeah, whatever your objective, tell me of it now, Father.
Oh, son, that which you dreamt of will make a profit out of me. I must make your life a sacrifice here, a great sacrifice.
Talk of your own Ismail, Father. What wrong, what disobedience have I shown towards my great Lord? Why must I, like a sheep, become sacrificed by your hand?
Oh, darling, you are without fault in this event. You are dear to our Lord. This day he requests your sacrifice. He requests I sacrifice you.
It is my good fortune, O dear Father. My Lord requests my sacrifice at Kaaba. Father, this blade, my head, you know what must be done. Make haste, Father, quick as you can.
Otherwise, I'll deal with you at home.
If my mother weeps at my absence, console her with your kindness.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate and the merciful, I have faith in He who controls the heavens and the earth. I worship and submit to the one and only God, and I am not an idol worshipper. Allah is great. Allah is great.
Allah is great. Allah is great.
Mamur tokar be farmane kardegar jani.
I know not of your secrets, O Lord. Why should not the blade slash Ismail's throat? Slash right now the throat of my offspring. Slash right now the throat of my offspring. Why should not the blade slash Ismail's throat? Slash right now the throat of my offspring.
All is great! All is great!
مبر تو کار چه خیلی ملک در افغان شد مبر تو کار دل اهل خان فریان شد
O you who are close to our Lord, why was not the sacrifice of my Ismail accepted?
ببر تو سر ز سر گوزفند ای برنا حسین پسر به فضا می کند به کرب و بلا
Congratulations.
You don't know how much we laughed because of these two kids.
Why?
I kept telling Molly here to stop waving, and she made that poor child giggle. Please, cut this up.
Sure.
Thank you very
these
much.
These don't have a lot of bones.
Mommy, can I cut the meat?
No, darling, you can't. Just sit and watch what we're doing, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, thank you very much. It's kind of you.
Leave this for Miss Rocky here.
God bless you, Father Hush Ismail.
God bless your loved ones as well. Here, this is for Mrs. Rockier.
Isn't it too much for Mrs. Rockier?
No, leave it. It's fine. This is for Mr. Musayeb.
Musayeb doesn't need that. He's not poor Musayeb. Musayeb is better off than you and me. Forget about Musayeb.
Well, well. You're in a bad mood today. It's just a tiny bit of meat, isn't it? Come on, it's for a good cause.
Come on, man. He doesn't need it.
Let it go.
Leave this for Saeed. He has a lot
Okay, sure. This is for Saeed.
It's a good
For Saeed, deed. Yes. For Saeed, sure.
Up until last year, I was afraid of the role for Ismail. But I really liked Ismail this year. He went all the way to death's door. But God forgave him.
It's no problem. You'll be Ismail next year, too. Your father just got upset, and that's why he hit you.
But I didn't do anything. Molly here waved her hand, and I just responded.
It's no big deal.
What are you doing sitting here gossiping like old ladies?
With your permission, sir, Abbas's father says he can't play Ismail anymore.
My dear mother has requested that I no longer play the role of Ismail.
Well, then that's how it is. You should know to pay attention to what you're doing, whether it's a play or anything else. You understand?
Yes, Uncle, I mean principal.
Come on now, here I'm Uncle. I'm only principal there. Understand?
Yes, principal, sir.
Very well. Now come here and eat this till lunch is ready. Here. Wash your fingers. Here. Abbas, playing Ismail next year depends on how well you do in school this year.
Yes, principal, sir. I mean, uncle.
Oh, don't.
This meat and the bones. Forgive me.
Thank you very much, everyone. Here, Malie, careful you don't burn your fingers,
darling. Be careful.
Here, Dr. Ram, give these to the ladies.
But we won't be able to eat
it's
lunch.
It's a long time till lunch. Eat your bones.
Saeed and Namas, come and take away the meat before it spoils.
Come on,
hurry up.
Eat.
Look here, my son. This one in the cloth is for Sultan from the Imamzadeh. Don't give it to anyone else by mistake.
Let's talk about this one. It's this one. Hurry up.
Here you go, then. You've done so much.
Well, it's very kind.
Thank you very much.
This is for you.
What about yourself,
I'll make some more. There's plenty to eat up.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your kindness.
Fixed now, right?
What is it? Give us to Miss Rocky, yeah. Hello, Miss Ogra. Congratulations. Hold on for a second. Here, it's for you.
God bless you.
Hello, Miss Rocky. Abbas's family sacrificed.
You really shouldn't have. Send my regards now. Bye-bye.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
I brought sacrificial meat. Here you are. May God accept it. Saeed, give it to him. Hurry up, quickly, give it to him.
God bless you, my child.
Thank you.
Give me some meat, quickly.
God bless you. I'll give you a long life.
Get on.
I'll take Mr. Mosayev and Akbari's meat.
Okay. I'll go to the bazaar, then from there to Imam Zadeh to give Sultan his meat. Whirligigs, yes. Hold on. I want a whirligig, please. Watch out. Hello, Carl Yunus. How are you doing? I've brought sacrificial meat.
Hello there, son. God bless you. Leave it in the corner. I'll give it to someone needy.
Uncle Carl Yunus, do you still go hunting?
Yes, I do. And the children have gotten used to eating the meat.
Did this mountain goat you killed also have a child?
I don't know. Maybe.
Its children must have cried a lot. It seems like it's crying too. Have you looked at its eyes before?
misleading.
Hurry up, deliver your meat. It's starting to smell. You yourselves have killed a sheep.
That's different. Uncle, do you know the story of Imam Reza and the deer? Goodbye. Did your plane overheat? Should I get some water?
Damn pile of junk. What's wrong with it now?
Is that your plane?
I don't even have a bicycle, not to mention a plane.
So whose is it?
It belongs to the government. It's a crop duster. What are you doing here anyway?
I'm bringing sacrificial meat for Sultan, the Imam Sadeh's caretaker. You know, I'm Ismail. Sultan likes Ismail to take him sacrificial meat every year for the Feast of Sacrifice, until 2 years ago someone else played Ismail and they took him the meat.
Look, Ismail, you need to do me a favor and lend me your bicycle.
My name's Abbas. I mean, I'm Ismail too, but my name's Abbas. But I'm Ismail in the Passion Play.
Ismail, Abbas, whatever. I have to get a mechanic and fix this pile of junk before it gets dark. And I can't walk to town. can I?
No.
Very good. You stay with the plane and I'll take your bicycle.
But I have to take Sultana's meat. Then I have to go back home because my mom will get worried.
Very well, very well. I'll come back. You can take Sultan's meat. Then you can go back home to your mom.
Then will you let me go on your aeroplane?
You can get on right now. Come on. Take care of the plane and don't touch anything. Got it?
Okay, okay.
Come on up. Praise God. Guess it was my lot. May God accept it. I was starving hungry.
Hope you enjoyed.
Yes. In order to become a pilot, you have to study.
Is it very hard?
Not a lot. I mean, not for you. For others, it's really hard. You're a smart boy.
When will it be repaired so we can get into it?
It's not a taxi for you to keep getting on and off.
You mean you won't let me get in?
Hey, but I let you get in already.
Not like that. I want to fly. I let you ride my bike. I gave you Sultan's meat to eat too. So I could get on the plane and fly.
But me, you and that bicycle, will we all fit in there? Huh? Will we all fit in there? Come, come, come. Eat your meat.
I'm going to become a pilot no matter what. A good pilot. A really good pilot. And I'll never lie to anyone. And I won't eat their meat. And I won't pretend to let them fly on my plane.
Ismail, I was forced to say that to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have given me your bicycle. Ismail...
Abbas! You're going to be a good pilot for sure. Abbas! Abbas, someone who cries about not being able to fly will surely become a good pilot. Abbas, I promise you!
From that day, Abbas had made up his mind about becoming a pilot, even though his family preferred Abbas became a doctor or an engineer. Mr. Hekmat's father, who was Abbas's uncle, described these things to me. Abbas became a pilot.